Welcome to the Sparks of Hope Shooting for Success Summit. You will discover innovative talks for personal and business expansion with leading experts. Today, be ready to be infused with hope, strength, and confidence, and find powerful direction to lead you on a path of success. Join our 21 world-class speakers and experience inspiration, hope for your future, and an elevation of your desires. Inspired Choices Network, our summit hosts, are excited to have you here.
Welcome to the Secrets to Fun and Flow in Your Business. Today, I'm going to be sharing how to create more fun, more flow, and more dough in your business. How does that sound to you? You are in the right place if you are a heart-centered entrepreneur who wants to start getting excited and ignited about all the wonderful things that are coming to you and your business. And if you want to stop feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, and broke, I'll be sharing how to get organized and energized so you can start falling in love with your business. But with a topic this big, I only have time for this much. So stay to the end where I'll be sharing where you can find out more. Hi, my name is Sue Goodrich, the Good Witch. I'm an entrepreneur of close to three decades. I'm a mom, an empowerment coach, a course creator, an educator, a blueprint designer, and a master manifester. But what I love to do is sprinkle magic on everything that I do. Yes, I like to have fun. Of course, that's what I'm going to be talking about today. At 52, I had an amazing business. I'd started it more than a decade before, and it had afforded me to buy and restore a beautiful Victorian home in which I was living. And I was traveling on business, staying in five-star hotels with beautiful harbor views. And one morning I woke up and the sun was coming up through the sails of Canada Place and landed on me in my hotel bed. I was 52 and I was still alone. But at that moment, I decided I wanted to become a mom because there was something that was missing. 18 months later, I gave birth to not one, but two very happy, healthy, handsome boys. Yes, a set of twins. I had nannies and neighbors that all came to help out. It was a big, fun community. I felt so connected, so supported. It looked like a perfect picture life. 19 months later, it was February. It was cold in Toronto, Canada. It was evening, and I was home alone with my toddlers. 40 days before that, I had lost all my help. Earlier that day, I had received the news that a friend of mine had suddenly lost his life. Then a notification that had me open an email from a client said, "Have you gone out of business?" My body started to shake. As a sole parent and a sole provider for my boys, the thought of going out of business had me in terror. My business had taken a dive. Truth was, I had not been following up with my clients because the burnout I experienced trying to do it all alone kept the energetic door to my business closed. I was in way over my head with everything, and I had lost the joy and the patience I had in my business. My relationships, and even with my boys, I had miles before that, miles of patience and tolerance. I didn't know how to navigate motherhood on my own. I also didn't know that I had the right to look after myself first. And when it came to the time where I no longer had all of this help, and I thought I was going broke, I went to shame because there was a part of me that thought I had made a mistake, the mistake of having children. I had friends and family that actually cautioned me on that. But the truth was, deep down, I knew that that was meant for me. But because in that moment I had gone into shame, I started to doubt myself. I had never had doubt like that before. And the other thing I know about shame is that it keeps us hiding. It keeps us isolated. We keep those things a secret. A year went by and things just got worse. But finally, I shared my business struggle with another single entrepreneur mom, and she graciously connected me to her business coach. And he coached me on researching the market. He encouraged me to make those phone calls. And 9 months later, I had the biggest financial month I'd ever had, but only to burn myself out again. Like I said, I didn't know how to put my needs before those of others. The market had also changed. The companies that I had done business with was a new generation of buyers, and they didn't use their phones. I had actually built my original business inside another business before the internet was even a thing. So I built it using cold calls. But the new generation relied on emails, text, and the internet. So I had to get proactive, and I joined an online marketing program that promised to coach us on how to keep our businesses a little more consistent, to keep them going. And I was able to apply some of these processes and saw some of this consistency. But the other thing I saw were the women in the group suffering with the same things that I was, the isolation, the overwhelm, and the shame for not feeling they were further along than they should have been. I knew what that felt like. And my heart, oh my goodness, my heart broke. I didn't want someone else to feel that. Have you ever experienced that, where you've seen others in pain and you just wanted to help? And maybe you've experienced this as well. I know, it's heartbreaking. I knew my first coach couldn't coach me through those things, but he did help me with my business. But I know how hard it was for me to make those phone calls, because when you're in shame, you don't want to be seen. You don't want to pick up the phone and call someone. In fact, I even had this other belief about myself, is that I couldn't write emails, that I wasn't a good writer. I could talk a mile a minute, but I couldn't write emails. So it felt very challenging for me. But my business kept crawling along. And then I joined another program, another marketing program, and I saw the same thing. I thought, there has to be a better way. I knew my heart really wanted to help these women. And so finally, in 2020, after selling my home in Toronto and moving to my hometown to flip my debt upside down and to bring my children to a place where they could be a little bit freer to play, we have a big yard and a really nice home, and I'm closer to friends and to family. I also get to play golf and curl, which I learned this year, and pickleball, one of my favorite things to do. So I've learned to re-engage the play in myself. So these are the things that bring me joy and bring me fun and give me hope. So what I wanted to do here was share with you the three keys that actually got me and my clients back up to speed. Because what happened was, I had taken a coaching program to learn how, and it promised to help us get over our shame and our lack and our isolation, because those are the three things that women typically suffer with. And it was such a powerful program because I was able to be coached as part of our training. So we got to coach each other. The other thing is I learned how to create power partners, and I connected with one of the other women that was in coaching training, and we supported each other through our coaching processes and continuing on in our businesses and in our lives. And then I jumped into yet another program to learn marketing. And I saw the same thing, all of these women in overwhelm. In fact, even I got into overwhelm. And I was like, wait a minute. I took a step back and I said to myself, in fact, I actually heard this little voice saying, wait, Susan, you have already had a successful business. And then I was like, wait a minute. Ah, yes. Okay, let's go take a look at what did work for me and what could I do? I'd also heard another woman say, what is business anyways? As I saw all these other women in the same overwhelm, what I recognized is that these people were trying to cover all the bases for these women. And for me, when I organized my business in a way, which I now call my soul aligned business blueprint, and I built this for myself, also with others in mind. And it organizes our business in a way that supports us, because I know that we are the foundation of our business. And if we don't bring ourselves into our business and honor who we are, we're not going to have a business for very long. And that was one of the reasons I even started my entrepreneurial journey, was because I knew that I needed to take time for myself. That's why I wanted it. I wanted to have the freedom and I wanted to have the fun. So I designed this program to get myself reorganized and recognized the foundations of what made my business so successful. And so I'm going to be sharing the three keys that, or the three secrets, I said there were secrets, to fun and flow and making dough. So the first one, and by the way, you may want to get your pencil out or a pen and a piece of paper or even a magic wand to be able to identify these three. And how can you identify them in your own business and create them in your own business? So one is we need to have fun in our business. Number two, we need to have flow. Number three, we need to flow our dough. So number one, fun. How do we have fun in our business? You know, we have multiple parts of our business. And what I've done is I've organized this blueprint with eight different areas. And I had to find a way to bring fun into parts of my business that didn't feel like fun to me initially. But I finally learned to embrace marketing, which was kind of a new thing for me. In fact, I actually thought it was a dirty word, so I changed it to magnetizing, because the truth is, marketing is really meant to magnetize our clients to us. That's really what it's designed for. And it became a place for me to play, to create. I thought, oh, finally, when I embraced it. So I was able to bring play into that. The other thing that I do when I'm doing my money, which I call flowing your dough, and I'm doing the management part of it or the tracking part of it, I use my color markers to mark things up to help me categorize them, because part of me loves to play with color. So I think it's really important to be able to bring play into your business, into all the aspects of your business. We are creators. We are feminine creators, and you need to be able to bring that part online. So one of the things that I also recognize is I was coaching clients through this soul aligned business blueprint that I have, is they were often hiding parts of themselves. I had some young lady who showed up and she wanted to help people, you know, become who they were. And I said, well, what do you love to do? So there are There are three things that I'm going to be sharing out of my the eight P's to living a life on purpose. And these are the ones that I use inside this program because they're so powerful. One thing you need to be able to do to have fun is you need to find what you love to do. And what this one woman loved to do, she shared with me, is she loved to act. And I was like, well, how can you bring your actor part into the work that you are planning to do? Because she's in this development phase. So I was like, how can you bring that part of you in? I had another woman who had her own little, I call my inner child my little, and she had her little hiding in the corner. Well, her little loved to have wings. So she was able to bring her wings into her business. That's what we want to do. We want to embrace all of ourselves. That's part of having fun, right? What are you passionate about? The other thing is you want to be able to engage and serve the people that you love. Who are the people that you love to play with? Who are they? They're the ones that you want to serve because you want to take your playful part of yourself and serve those people that you love to play with. And the other thing is your presence. And I don't mean your presence being here, though that's also important, but the gifts that God gave you, the gifts that you were born with. For me, I'm a teacher. You can't take the teacher out of me. It's who I am. So you always want to have fun in your business. And there are lots of ways to do that. Because what I know is when you fall in love, the truth is you're in love because you are having so much fun. My mission is to raise the vibration of the frequency of this planet. And the way I do that is to help everybody be in more play, more fun, more joy, more love. That's what I want to do. And I want to help you as an entrepreneur bring play to your life so that you can have more fun in your business. Number two, flow. What is flow? Flow to me is organization. It's an energy and it's ease. So when things are flowing, everything just kind of shows up. There's no force. There's no push. It's just the next right thing. It shows up for you. That's what flow looks like. But what blocks flow? What I've seen in my clients and even in myself, the things that block flow, there are two kinds of things. There's an external one and there's an internal. Externally, they're often the things like we don't have our tools. We forgot to bring them along, or we don't have the software that we need, the other kinds of things. Maybe we don't have the support that we need, and maybe we don't have the skill sets that we need. Sometimes we still need to go and learn some new things, or we don't have the step-by-step processes. Often we try to bite off more than we can chew, where we learn to, we have this big project that we have and we need to break it down into little steps. That was something that I had struggled with, but I've started to learn how to do that. And I've been able to do that with this Soul Aligned Business Blueprint. It gives me a place to organize and place my things so I can see them. And as an educator, what I know is that, you know, as an entrepreneur, I know that we're managing a million things. They're spinning around in our head. But what we want to be able to do is organize them so that we can put them into separate buckets, so that we can put them on the shelf and revisit them whenever we're ready. And work on the one thing that needs our attention right now. That's really important. The second thing that blocks our flow, as I said, is internal. And that's us. I know that we are the foundations of our business. And as I shared with you before, I saw these blockages over and over and over again in all these marketing programs. People not knowing how to step into their own power. People not knowing how to get out of shame, people being really, really stuck. And did you know that the vibrational frequency of shame is 20 megahertz? It literally almost doesn't move. The vibration of love is 500. Joy is even higher than that. So what I often find is that we have these old stories that hold us back. We tell ourselves these stories that cause us to prevent us from going forward. Like me, you know, hiding because I was feeling so much shame, or not calling my clients because I was so burnt out. So those are the things that can hold us back. I now have the transformational processes that help women through these things. And I can help you if you've got an area that you find you're procrastinating on. I can help you through that. It's an old story. Maybe you're afraid to show up visibly. I had one young lady who was, we unfound her five-year-old, and suddenly she was able to stand up and go, oh, this is me. Now I can show up. But previous to that, she had felt like she was very small and was playing very small. So that second thing is to, as I mentioned, is to flow. We need flow and organization in our business. And my Soul Align business blueprint has 8 different areas that help us organize. It has a mission and a vision area, which becomes our North Star. So every time we make a decision, we make it in alignment with what we want to do. I also call this Soul Aligned because I know when we're sitting in just the survival mode, we will often do things that aren't aligned with our soul. We will act out of alignment. We will be unkind. We can be mean. We might make some not very wise decisions. And what I want to be able to do is help you bring back and connect with your heart, because this is the place that brings us back to our alignment. When you are spinning in your head, that's, you are in judgment. What you want to do is come into your heart and get curious. And by the way, curiosity is my superpower. The last thing I want to share is about flowing your dough. To flow your dough, you need to let go. And what I mean by that, I mean you need to let go of all the resistance, resentment, anger, frustration, because what that does is it literally blocks the flow to having your clients come to you, for them to have what I call this dynamic energy exchange, for giving you money or whatever it is the agreement is to receive. And you need to open that receiving muscle. You also need, in order to flow your dough, is to know where it's got to go. Where do you want your dough to go? That's an important thing. So knowing how to flow your dough. So to wrap up, I'm going to talk about, just to recap, we have, you got to have fun, you got to have flow, and you got to know how to flow your dough. And what would your business look like if you had a blueprint for it? And what's blocking your flow to fun and dough? If you want to find out more, you can go to transformwithsue.com/blueprint, or you can text me at 1-844-504-1500. That's 1-844-504-1500, and text the word blueprint so you can set up your session with me to find out how your business can apply to the
Thank
blueprint.
Thank you for joining this motivating talk on the Sparks of Hope Shooting for Success Summit. Inspired Choices Network and our expert speakers are excited to connect with you and learn about your hopes and desires to lead you to greater success. If you would like to learn more about everything Inspired Choices Network offers, including future summits, please email us at info@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
Thank you.